AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Tensions remain high in Israel, where Palestinians have launched deadly attacks. There have been a series of stabbings and shootings across Israel that were sparked by Palestinian claims that Israel is plotting to take over the city's most sensitive holy site. At least 8 Israelis have died. 31 Palestinians have been killed. The State Department says Secretary of State Kerry will try to ease the tensions in an upcoming trip. But spokesman John Kirby says Kerry is not taking sides in the recent unrest.
He understands there's disenfranchisement, there's disgruntlement, there's frustration on both sides that have led to this.
There are more questions today for Volkswagen now that the automaker has revealed its 2016 diesel cars and trucks have software that can help exhaust systems run cleaner during government tests.
Volkswagen's already under investigation by the EPA, the California Air Resources Board, and the Justice Department. And if the EPA finds that this second software on the 2016s was specifically designed to cheat on the test, then they've got more problems.
That's AP auto writer Tom Krischer. Federal investigators confirmed 2 people are dead in the crash of a small plane into a mobile home park in Florida. One was the pilot, the other a person on the ground. NTSB investigator Dan Boggs.
We do not believe right now there are any passengers, just one pilot on board. And we did not have any radio emergency calls at this time.
Domingo Galicia says his trailer was one of the ones which caught fire. He says his daughter was killed in the crash. 8 people are facing conspiracy and other charges in New York after being caught allegedly smuggling guns into New York City. Officials claim the men used low-cost passenger buses to get the guns from other cities into New York. Those cities included Atlanta and Pittsburgh. The men allegedly tried to sell the guns to undercover agents in a drugstore parking lot in Brooklyn. More than 100 guns were intercepted in the sting operation. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 157. This is AP Radio News. 3 of the nation's largest airlines have been lobbying Washington extensively to win protections against foreign competition. Our Joan Lowy explains.
Airlines are complaining that 3 Middle East carriers are undercutting their prices and grabbing some of their market share because they are subsidized by their governments. They want the U.S. government to step in and renegotiate treaties with those countries.
But consumer advocates say the airlines already have about 80% of the lucrative transatlantic market. A retired Army captain from Maryland is receiving the nation's highest military honor for disrupting suicide bombers in Afghanistan. President Obama will award the Medal of Honor to Captain Flo Groberg at the White House on November 12th. We'll find out today which American League teams will be moving on in the playoffs in Game 5 of the series between the Rangers and the Blue Jays. Right now, it's Texas leading Toronto 2-0 in the third. Later tonight, the Astros will take on the Royals in Kansas City. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.